I'm Nicole Johnson here for Falcons Daily, giving you one matchup you don't want to miss this weekend. Heading into their third preseason game, the Atlanta Falcons and Tennessee Titans will meet again Saturday, just 3 weeks after a joint practice here in Flowery Branch. There's a lot on the line for players competing for roster spots as the first cut down to 75 players looms after Saturday's game. Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt said Monday that he wants to help rookie running back Bishop Sankey adjust to the NFL and grow into his role with the team, and this includes giving him extra playing time Saturday. Sankey and Sean Green are expected to split the snaps and share the workload with Dexter McCluster, who's being used as a Danny Woodhead, Darren Sproles type of player in Wisenhunt's offense. This presents a test for Falcons defense to see how well they can stop the run. Tackle Paul Solei was brought over from Miami, along with Tyson Jackson from Kansas City, to strengthen the line. They look to shore up a Falcons defensive line that struggled to stop the run in 2013. The linebacking core will also be challenged Saturday. Paul Warlow only played half the game against the Texans and led the team with 8 tackles, 6 of them solo.
Yeah, definitely, you know, can control the line of scrimmage, you know, push that line back every play, you know, dominate the run game, you know, that's what we want to do.
Joplo Bartu stepped up in a big way in the 2013 season and brings that same competitiveness to the field. With these two leaders to look up to, it's no wonder why rookie Prince Shembo has been a standout throughout camp. His playing style and on-field leadership have wowed his teammates and coaches alike, and he's expected to see increased time in Saturday's game as he vies for a starting spot. Sankey, Green, and McCluster present a welcome challenge to a Falcons defense looking to prove it can stop a versatile backfield. For more matchups leading up to Saturday's game against the Titans, visit AtlantaFalcons.com.